Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hey, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. And today won't be any different. We got Chrissy Chakowski and the latest bullshit that's happening in her life right now as far as trying to get her kids back. And we're also going to be doing news and commentary. Before we get started, we have the Crotch Shot Radio Show ceremonial cougar mascot to give its roar.
Wow.
There you go, the cougar. The cougar signifies that we are going to have a good show today. Is that right, Crotch Shot Radio Cougar? You see? We got Kev in the chat room. He had a kick-ass show today. Definitely check out his show. It's on TalkShoot. And let me get that for you. Let me get that for everybody. Go to talkshoot.com/TC/29521. They talk about, they attack corruption and unfairness and sex offender registry laws and of such. So today we're going to be moving on. We're going to be starting off with some news until Christy's ready to call in. And, speaking about Missouri, we got many people putting up YouTube videos in response to Missouri SWAT killing a dog on a warrant and coming in full gear over pot, over a dude smoking pot, personal use, not selling it, and they're hiding the circumstances of the warrant, the details, I mean, of the warrant. So we got three videos of more outrage over Columbia, Missouri SWAT raid presented by Cannabis Culture. So we got all three videos there. In fact, this whole Missouri, a lot of people have seen the video of the Missouri raid of them killing the dog. It got over 500,000 views, probably more, which inspired a whole bunch of people to start calling the police department, the SWAT, and to demand answers from them. Right on. You know? So, I mean, ordinary people are just like, wait a minute, wait. So, this guy gets his dog killed over what, an ounce of pot that was smoked out? Yeah, that makes sense. That's fantastic. So anyways, moving on. We got this next article we got here. Even with BP doing everything and anything to skirt responsibility of what they did, even though it was a basic inside job, they still remain the key Pentagon fuel supplier. In fact, they spent $82 billion in oil. This is from the American Free Press. In fact, does anyone still think that we're not owned by Britain? We're still a British colony. We got what's up, Silence Betrayal 76. What's up? We got Casey up in the chat. What's up? How you guys doing? So anyway, back to this article here. Despite its role in the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, energy giant British Petroleum remains a key supplier of fuel to the Pentagon, the Washington Post reported. Citing data from the Defense Logistics Agency, the newspaper said BP had contracts with the U.S. Defense Department worth over $980 million in the current fiscal year. In the fiscal 2009, BP was the Pentagon's largest single supplier of fuel, providing 11.7% of the total purchase, and in 2010, its contracts amount to roughly the same percentage, the report said. The paper quoted BP spokesman Robert Wine as saying he was aware of the at least one big contract signed by the U.S. military after the oil rig explosion on April 20th that led to the largest environmental disaster in U.S. history. An estimated 35,000 to 60,000 gallon barrels of oil per day has gushed from the ruptured well since BP leased Deepwater Horizon drilling rig sank on April 22nd, some 50 miles off the coast of Louisiana. The containment system has captured about 557,000 barrels of oil, but rough seas delayed the deployment of a third vessel that could boost capacity from 25,000 barrels to 53,000 barrels a day. That means an estimated 1.9 to 3.6 million barrels or 79.5 to 153 million gallons of oil now gushed into the Gulf. So we got that. We got that. And here's some more BS that's going on. You know that, does anybody know that, that fund that Obama, made BP set up, the $20 million for people who are losing money in the Gulf? From, you know, fishermen, you know, people that work it there. Yeah. So yeah, here's a nice kick in the pants. BP deducts from relief payments if fishermen refuse to aid cleanup. Any relief payment plan established in the wake of the worst environmental accident ever was bound to have its flaws. But this goes to a whole new level of wrong. According to documents obtained by the Gulf resident Kendra Arneson, who turned whistleblower when she saw how many people were put out of work by the spill, BP will deduct money from individual payments on claims for lost income if the claimant refuses to work in assisting the spill response. Okay, alright, hold on. Alright, I gotta call Christy. I'm calling Christy. I gotta set this thing up here. Gotta call Christy. So these people, BP screws up their shit and expects them to work. They're gonna put them to work, probably pay them fucking slave wages. Probably pay them slave wages out of this fund, and you know, make them like earn a lot less than what they were earning as independent contractors. Oi, I hate fucking calling talk shit to. Through Skype, but I gotta do it. I'm calling Christy right now. Yay. Alrighty, now we get the crustacean. Yeah, this latest crap they're doing to her is really upsetting. So, yeah, here we go. Let's see if this works. Christy!
Yo, I'm here!
Yay!
How you doing?
So far so good. Yeah. You posted this saying that this is a joke, and I mean, it's not funny, haha. It's funny, I'ma stab somebody.
Yeah, I didn't really have time to write a full update because it was happened late this afternoon. So I figured, yeah, we'll just put a little joke of the day up. And that kind of sums up what happened, I guess. Of course, they will get to a full update, but there really isn't much. But yeah, I got served today when I went to the courthouse for my supervised visit with a new therapist. And, yeah, so I got served, basically, and I am, but this is kind of funny, they want child support dating back to July 1st, 2004.
What? Wait, they want child support from when your kids were in your custody.
Maybe it's just a typo, but that's what it says.
How does that work? I mean, your kids were both of them. I mean, I guess this is for Amberly.
Yes, respondent. I guess it is me. I am able-bodied and capable of being employed at a substantial income. And I guess they determined I'm capable of providing needed support, which they want to get. They wanted me to pay them child support when they stole my children and they were in jail. But now they just want to give custody, I guess, to someone else and have me pay child support. Interestingly enough, to the very same people that completely disappeared from our lives, completely.
How's that work?
Not one phone call. Not one email. Not, you want to know how it worked? I mean, exactly what happened or how just left and never looked back? I mean.
Yeah. So now basically Johnny Come Lately comes and he wants you to pay child support from when he wasn't there?
11 years later. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, of course.
So from
the same child support that I never got paid. No child, no nothing. Not even a Christmas card. I mean, nothing.
that makes no damn sense. It's like you were already paying child support for this child for Amberly already, and they want.
You could say that. It's kind of my entire life.
You
abandoned children. But yeah, you called it these Johnny Come Latelys, Mister. You know, it's just so funny. If you work for the government, you don't need to pay child support. You don't need to take care of your responsibilities. You don't need to do anything. But if you're one of those stupid little bitches like me that has the balls to say no to them, well, they're going to do everything they can to, you know, make you destitute, to wipe you out, to tear your life away, and destroy your family. So, yeah.
It's just this, I mean, I might be nuts. But this sounds freaking backwards to me. This sounds like...
Yeah, I laughed when I saw it. I'm like, really? You mean the same people who never... There was no care in the world, nothing. Just, you know, it's just funny. I mean, nobody cared how these girls were before, but now they want to be the saviors, the heroes, and they want me to pay them like they did not pay me.
So they want to pay you for 11 years of you already being there all 11 years. Where the hell were they?
Yeah, well, like I said, it says right here, check this out. After examining all relevant factors, including the situation of both parties and the need of the party's minor child at the present time and the Missouri Child Support Guideline, mother shall pay support for Amberly in an amount to be determined by the court, with the first such payment being due on the first day of July 2004 to father through the Family Support Payment Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. For some crazy reason I was able to go visit or anything, I, of course, would be responsible for 100% of the costs as they would be going from door to door. It's really interesting.
Okay, I crunched some numbers because I don't know how it is in Missouri, but in New York, I guess this is the maximum, but this is like the usual. You pay $600 a month per child. So I crunched the number.
Who gets $600 a month? Certainly not me.
Yeah, well, I mean that's how I saw it done when it comes to child support. So I crunched the numbers. They want you to pay 11 years worth of child support from basically her being with you, and you didn't get any freaking support. You didn't get support from this dude.
Not a dime ever.
Yeah, for 11 years, that comes out to $86,400. They want you to pay. $86,400. I don't know how. What?
I mean, it sounds good to me, but isn't that what I'm owed for raising these two girls by myself all these years?
Well, again, we're just talking about Amberlee. Hold on, let me crunch the numbers. Hold on, let me put my Jew hat on. Okay, Sam is 13.
Uh huh.
Okay, 13. Sam's the tab for Sam's dad is $93,600. So let's add the 84. So both dads owe you a whopping $178,000.
No, but I guess I owe them now.
It's so freaking backwards. I don't know how they freaking explained it. So let me get this straight. This is for Amberlee, I guess.
I got served on the other one too.
Oh, you
but
did?
They didn't specify any amounts or dates that I've seen yet. they don't specify anything on Samantha's.
All right, so a combination of 24 years, their fathers have not been around. You've been taking care of them with your own money. You know, you've been earning money, taking care of them, feeding, clothing them, housing them, you know, curing them of whatever ailed
mm-hmm.
them.
Teaching them, loving them.
Yeah, all that. But they want you to pay child support the simplest way I could put it, for already paying the child, they want you to pay twice.
I already did that.
Yeah, I mean, where are their responsibility? How come the fathers don't have any responsibility? I mean, you would think they'd be like, oh, wait a minute. Have you paid child support for the past some odd years? No?
Well, you think.
Yeah, you would think.
I'm really blown away. I can't even believe that they would actually put that in here. Excuse me? All right,
yeah.
You want to play that? Okay, well, I'll sue you for the last 11 years. No problem, bitch.
Exactly. I mean, it makes no sense because, again, there's no crime. There's no crime. Both your daughters are denying
it wasn't about this. That was just a cover story.
Right.
It's not about that. It's about shutting me up, about silencing me, about forcing me to conform, or you're going to be destitute. And that's all there is to it.
makes you wonder what they want these girls for.
Well, we've talked about those reasons before.
apparently they got superpowers, I guess. I don't know. They got, you know, they're genetically altered to run faster, jump higher.
Yeah, Energizer bunnies. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe they could do a better job than freaking Duncan. Okay.
Maybe.
God, I still hate that guy. Anyways, yeah, basically, why don't you read one of the letters? If you can.
The letter? What do you mean, what letter?
The letter that you got, the people that served you, to, you know, what are the specifics on there, you know, word for word, hey?
Oh, well, it's many pages. It's a summons.
Oh.
Although there is no date, there is no, anything. So I'm actually kind of confused, but it's like, well, this person's going to have full custody, and you're going to, basically deal with it. You're going to pay for it. You're going to, okay, the primary residence of child, of course, will not be here, but they are to be notified at all times where I may be, including just traveling out of the time, or traveling out for a short time. I shall not move without giving 60 days written notice by certified mail, return receipt requested. What else does it say here? Your obligation to provide this information to each party continues as long as you or any other party by virtue of this order is entitled to custody of a child covered by this order. Your failure to obey the order of this court regarding the proposed location may result in further litigation to enforce such order, including contempt of court. In addition, your failure to notify may be considered in a proceeding to modify custody or visitation. Reasonable costs and attorney fees may be assessed against you if you fail to give the required notice. Parenting time. Let me move on to exchanges, okay? All exchanges shall occur at residence of father in Utah, where he left us, even though he was living in Maine up until recently. If an exchange occurs, so all of the exchanges must occur at that residence, but if an exchange occurs at a location other than there, then, of course, I shall pick up and return to specified location. Transportation arrangements, of course, will be made by me. I'll be responsible for all transportation and costs included. Changes. It may require occasional changes, so we can attempt to agree on changes. Otherwise, we can use their mediation, blah, 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 of course. If you don't, then you're contempt of court and all that. This is cute, telephone contact. Each party shall keep a telephone available for at least one telephone conversation of at least 10 minutes every other day between the party not in physical custody, with the expense to be borne by the party not in me, once again, which is like, really? You have to tell me to call my children? I think you got this backwards. It's these guys that never called. Of course, no calls are allowed right now because the state of Missouri took custody of my children, and I'm not allowed to talk to them on the phone. In fact, they're not even allowed to be on the internet at all, and I found out today that it's not just a house rule, that it is a rule for all children in state's custody.
Yeah.
Oh, I find that interesting. Just another way to erase them from their world.
So Bobo in the chat room says a summons is just a notice of what they want. So this is not necessarily what they're going to get. But I was just Googling some opening statement. But then again, these are American courts where the truth is not a defense.
This is all procedure, and they're going to get what they want. That's what this whole thing is about, okay? They provided the cover story for people who don't know to instill doubt. Ooh, that must be a bad mom, so, now we're justified in stealing her children and giving them to their rightful owner, the seed donors, I guess. I'm actually blown away that they would even have the balls to ask for anything like this. And of course, they want me to pay for, you know, insurance or, of course, anything that's not insured. And, you know, this is just hilarious, actually. Sorry, we don't need health insurance in our house because our health insurance is the food we eat.
So, yeah,
medical, dental, psychological, and other health care expenses. And I must
they're not going to get this. They're not going to win. This is like just so ridiculous. I mean,
it's like, hello, did anyone forget you weren't there? You want to start talking child support? Are you serious? Start paying up then. Come on, Big Daddy. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
I was just looking up how to make an opening statement. I would go and start with an opening statement, just stating the facts, just like
but none of it matters. We even went through this in court. When was the last time you talked to your daughter? Oh, I don't know. It's been years. Okay. When was the last time you attempted contact? Oh, well, I don't know. It's been 6, 7. And I'm like, well, actually, 10, 11. and he admitted to it because it's true. I never once attempted to make contact since then. But funny, too, because their parents knew where I was the whole time. I knew where they were. But they would always tell me, oh, I don't know where he is. Oh, sorry, can't help. I don't know.
Yeah, they weren't. Damn, this guy got some nuts on him. The nerve.
Well, that's debatable. Nerve, yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do you... You don't pay attention to your kid. You don't worry. I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, now it's like, I mean, he has to be backed by somebody. Somebody else is pulling the strings. They're just using him because they have some legal right to your children, according to them.
Yeah, no, I don't have any legal rights. The state holds all legal rights. They own my children.
I mean, I still don't know how the hell does that work. I mean, how do they just say, oh, well, we have no warrant, we have no evidence, but we're going to take your kids anyway without a trial?
Because it's me, Louie, number one. And number two, actually, it's not just me. I mean, this happens to 6 million kids in the country every year. Okay? I mean, this is worse than the Holocaust. This is going on everywhere. And, you know, nobody cares. You know, they didn't have to put up a news story and, of course, slander the parent, like the poor guy in a wheelchair who refused to drive his son drunk to the movie theater, you know, late on a weekend night, and now he's facing felony child abuse charges for refusing to drive his son drunk to the movie theater. Yep, that's right here in the same county. Okay, did we lose you, Louie?
No.
You're just speechless.
I am. I'm just like, what the hell? What the hell? I mean, I'm opening this up. Anybody that wants to call in, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yeah.
Well, this is real interesting, too. I'm not sure if you read the update last week. But, you know, I went and paid for the transcripts, the audio transcripts of the court, being that, you know, I'm defending myself, of course, and it would make sense that I'd be able to have their testimony, which that judge, of course, declared as evidence, that testimony where they denied writing the reports that necessitated the removal of my children. The reports that said that I tied up my children and locked them out in the woods. They didn't write those, even though their names were on them, said they never even spoke those words. In fact, they say they know that that never even happened, but I'm not allowed to get a copy of that.
And it's kind of funny that they always never give you a date.
Yeah, I have no dates on anything, and so that's funny. I'm not allowed to have that now to defend myself. And even more interesting, if I did want one of their attorneys, public defenders, I'm not allowed to have one. They said they don't have any available for me. And when I called to get more specific information on that, after several questions, the truth that I was finally able to extract was that the usual lawyers who are available for cases like this are already involved in your case, meaning the three of those eight lawyers are already working against me. So that's why there is no public defender or anything for me. Got it in writing. Got it recorded. This is a true story.
I mean, of course, those public defenders, they're just gonna settle, but it's not gonna be good for you. You're probably like, okay, well, you're not gonna see no jail time, but you know, you could have one of your daughters back, or you just have.
But they don't give me anything because I don't have a lawyer. Oh, we can't release this to you. You need an attorney. Oh, we can't give you your own records. You need an attorney to file this or that for you. Or, you know, I don't know what this or that is. I mean, can't you just do business straight? Can't I just walk up to there and ask for my own damn report? Can't, when you serve me and tell me I'm supposed to appear, can you do me a favor, pretty please, with sugar on top and tell me where and when? I mean, you know, they're totally leaving me in the dark. And I, you know, just like last time when I showed up, they told me it was an administrative hearing to see if I'm going along with their stupid plan, which of course I was, am still above and beyond. But no, it ended up being court with witnesses and eight lawyers, and nobody told me a damn thing about it. Which was fine. I did well. I kicked their butts, truthfully, lawfully, legally, everything. But it doesn't even matter, and the transcripts aren't available. So basically, all I have is just my words.
Damn. I mean, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Well, you know, it's funny to me that all they're doing is proving me right. Everything. I mean, wait, I thought I was the crazy person. This isn't a conspiracy. There aren't people pulling the strings trying to take your kids away and frickin' control you and drug you. And no, that's not happening. You'd have thunk. They would have at least done the right thing even once here. But no, all they're doing is proving me right. Thanks, guys. Louis' famous words, I've got nothing. Okay.
If
you don't want to.
I
said you don't have to interview me if you don't want to.
I got nothing. I mean, we pretty much stated everything. And it's like, I'm like, what? I'm like, damn, they really... I mean, they can't win. They're not going to win. I can't see them winning. But then again, the more I look into this, like, damn, this is so fucking backwards.
I know. This is definitely going to have to be a book or two. Because it's really, you know, I got to say, if I wasn't living it myself, I wouldn't believe it either. Who wants to believe this stuff? It's just... It's insane. It's totally upside down and backwards, cruel and unusual. It's inhuman, is what it is. Yeah. Oh, well, here we are. You know, what do you do? You just find a way to survive and thrive and keep on going. But that's where we're at.
They can't get this, giving
me my children back. It's not, you know, they're going to do what they want to do, what they're going to do. And there's no laws, no anything or anyone is going to stop them. End of story.
Oh, no, we can stop them. We're going to stop them. I mean, I'm not going to lose hope for you. I mean, there is a way. I mean, we got Bubba in the chat room saying that she'll help you.
You know, I mean, there's a comment in the chat that says, all based on bullshit they can't prove. And that's totally true. But see, that doesn't even matter because they admitted it was all bullshit. So you would think, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Here's your children back. No, that's not how it works. Like I said, that was the cover story. So it doesn't matter. It's not about me being a criminal or me being an abuser or anything. It's about my belief system, and they're going to do what they can to get back at me. It's simple. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Louis is speechless tonight. This is the most silent I've heard you.
It's like I've already stated how I feel about it. I mean, you already stated the facts. They're admitting that they got nothing. Like, I got nothing. The judge was like, the prosecutors and the judge and everybody I got nothing. I mean, it's like it just amazes me. I mean, I don't have kids.
That's probably a good thing, Lou.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why? Because I'm a badass. Goodness, the son of Louis B. marching around here.
motherfucker.
Son, what do you say to this man?
You're an asshole.
Good boy.
Forget about it. He's a fucking scumbag.
I know.
The Spawn of Louis B. Ooh, that could be a movie.
He'll just be walking around, just getting pissed off, cussing people out. He's like, what happened? I just got cursed out by a young Puerto Rican boy. He's got to be stopped. They'll freaking send a Mecca Louis B. after him.
Maybe they'll just send the big black helicopters they sent over here the other night.
Yeah. Wow, really? And Christy, this is a very politically correct show. Those are African-American helicopters.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I got it, thank you. I'll try to do Ross.
Friggin' Sonny Petra says, son, what's wrong? I got nothing, Dad. I got nothing.
Oh, goodness. Anyways, so
those damn colored choppers running around, flying over my house, making all these noises and shit, fucking up with the chickens. Tired of these goddamn colors. I don't want these colors. You know what? In fact, all these black helicopters have been causing such a nuisance, especially in the South. They started the Jim Copter laws. In fact, they have separate drinking fountains for black helicopters and other helicopters now. Because that's how annoying these black helicopters are. I mean, it's starting to get horrible because now we got lynchings of black helicopters and all that. Black helicopters have to sit in the back of the bus. Damn black helicopters. You know what? Fuck black helicopters. They fucking Moose Dog. Okay, of course that's the obvious joke, but okay. The Moose Dog says the black helicopters run on fried chicken and watermelon.
And you know what? I don't understand what's so wrong about fried chicken. Why is that such a negative stereotype? Watermelon is delicious, and so is fried chicken.
I agree, Louie. I don't know. I don't understand your racist joke, so I was hoping you'd be able to explain it.
Oh, man. You know why so many black helicopters died in Vietnam? Because the sergeants screamed, "Get down," and they all started dancing.
So it's the Louie prank show tonight.
No, there's no prank. It's not a prank. I just got nothing, so I'm just going into shtick now. I mean, what else is... I mean, there's no court date. And it's kind of funny how, again, it's kind of funny how they never give you a court date, so that way you could possibly miss it, and then they could rule in favor of whatever bullshit they're trying to do.
Yeah, everything they're asking for here. Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Fine, cool. Well, I don't have an income, so what are you going to do? Be in jail now? You're just going to pick an amount that you know I can't pay, and then I'll go to jail. Wouldn't that be funny? Me ending up in jail for not paying court-ordered child support to the people who never paid a dime.
And never sought visitation.
Never exercised their visitation. Never even attempted.
So, I mean, at that point, wouldn't it be easy? I mean, normally, wouldn't that be easy for them to, like, lose their rights as fathers if that's the case? I'm like, well, they
but
never
they
paid
did.
Child
James willingly gave up his father. He gave it up. He signed him away. He did not want to be her daddy. He gave it up physically, verbally.
What the hell is he coming around for?
Yeah, and then, I mean, 6 months is abandonment. You know, so Amberlee's dad, 11, he knew what he was doing when he left, and he even wrote me a letter. He, you know, it's when he left. So that's... Yeah, they both know what they did. They both know that it's called abandonment. They both know that they chose not to partake or honor any of the court orders. And I did not go to court and get a court order against Tom, you know, because every time I filled out the paperwork, I mean, it was like months of paperwork and then months or years or more. Oh, we can't find him. We can't find him. We don't know where he is. Okay, well, fine. Whatever. I don't need your stupid money. I mean, what was the point of going to court again to get it on paper? It was just, you know, stupid. So, I mean, but there were court orders, of course, with James. And he denies them to this day.
So what the how the fuck is he coming around then? If he basically has no rights? What? Do you still have this? Do you still have the letter
because
of him?
Because the state has rights now. Because the state owns my children. And the state deems me a danger. Okay, like what Brent Johnson say the other night, a truth terrorist. Okay, so that's it, you know, end of story. There's, I mean, I know it's wrong. It kills me. It's driving me. I mean, I'm living it, and I understand you, and probably everyone else listening is upset, absolutely, but there's not a damn thing we can do about it. Nothing.
I refuse to believe that.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe there really is one good lawyer out there, just one, who wants to work out of the goodness of their heart that realizes this is such an atrocity and they're going to come save the day, right? They're going to know the things to file and things to do and put all these bastards in jail and sue the hell out of them for what they've done to our family. Maybe, just maybe. Okay, I'll hold out for that. Short of that, nothing. And once again, this lawyer will have to work out of the goodness of his heart. We don't have money. I don't have an income. I am a full-time volunteer. And I, you know, I intend on that for the rest of my life.
Oh, man. Okay. There has to be something that could be done.
Okay, what? Shoot. Let me know.
Bobo, get in there. Bobo, just get in there. Stop waiting for orders. Just get in. Just, I guess, Bobo's offering. So there's one.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Bobo says, there's something you can do if I can help you if you let me. Well,
all right, let's
well,
do it.
Do it. You could file a UCC. Okay. Bobo, why don't you call in? And I don't think that's her real name.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the UCC. I mean, Uniform Commercial Code, and that's for commerce and things and material. I don't see, you know, owning my children. That's a little insane. I've got to be honest with you. I'm not going to declare my children property. I'm
right.
not going to. I mean, the state does that. Yeah, they do it, but I don't need to play that game, and I'm not about to play their game. As soon as you jump into their game, you know, you get burned. I just, you know, my children are not property. That goes against everything we live for. That goes against the core of our being, our soul. I just, yeah, hi, you're my property. I mean, I might as well just call them my little slaves, right?
Right. I'm trying to get someone on who might know a little something. Using American common law, or just basically common law. That hopefully this works, because then basically you're going over their heads, I guess. I don't understand it fully myself yet. Yeah. We're gonna take a quick break and then we'll be right back with this, okay? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. And I was about to play myself off. All right, there we go.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only. In association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27. Wow!
Back to the Crash Shot Radio Show. We got Christy. She had her kids stolen by the state. We got, you know. Oh, all right. Hold on. I'm gonna get someone on here who might help that has something. It looks like the UCC. It doesn't sound like a good idea. Somebody's telling me. Hold on, I'm getting him on. This is Estratios. Oh, oops. Okay. Okay, let me get somebody else on here as well. Lenny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got someone in the chat room. I got Christy on the line. You spoke to Christy before.
He can't do this 24 hours a day.
Right. All right. So let me stop. Let me not call him then. Oh,
he's on now.
He's on now. Did I wake you?
No.
Okay. All right.
I was in another conference, but you're all right. I was only just a private conference.
Right. I'm sorry. I have this young lady on the line right now, and the state took her kids. There was basically no crime, no evidence of the crime. They didn't have a warrant to arrest her. And when they did come to her door, there were no charges. They charged her after the fact. And,
What with?
This is the other CPS, the American. This isn't the Crown Prosecution Service. This is that crazy Child Protective Services. They don't need charges.
Child Prostitution Service. No, they didn't even make anything up until 24 hours later, which was funny, but that's essentially the gist of it.
They're
trying to go through the motions, you know?
Yeah.
I recognize the voice.
You do?
the young lady's voice. I think we were in a conference call quite some time ago.
I believe so. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. You were fighting all this, Child Protection Service rubbish, even months ago.
Yeah, it happened in April.
Yeah, and now we got someone in the chat room saying to file a UCC.
That stuff's dangerous.
Really? Why?
File a what?
A UCC.
File a UCC.
And for what?
For what?
That's
first you need to find how they managed to get into the home without a warrant.
Well, yeah, but none of that matters. They already admitted that they did that without charges, without a warrant, without indictment, without a crime, without anything. In fact, the cover story that they put out all over the news, they completely denied and redacted. I mean, the reports that I got from the courthouse, the same ones that were all over the news, where I supposedly tied up my children and locked them out in the woods, they admitted that none of that ever happened. And the reports with their names on it, they said they didn't write them and that they know that that's not an issue. All they've done is turn this around, and I'm this anti-government terrorist.
He's on hold. this is standard practice for them. They're very famous for this. This is the same scam they pull. That they don't. They just make stuff up. They claim newborn babies have been abused for 2 years.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's famous. Jones has put those on the air.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what the reality is, and they'll just keep going with nothing.
Yep, and that's what they're doing, and they're just becoming more. I mean, they're so obvious and blatant in their attempts. I mean, want to totally leave me completely in the dark. And they're just doing what they're doing. There is no defense. There's nothing I can do. It's, you know, I know Louis wants to believe there's something that can be done, but there's not.
Yeah, that's them.
You know, I mean, I know everyone is probably at a traffic ticket or this and that and have experienced those courts. And as corrupt as they are, that is nothing compared to the family courts. This is, you know what? This is no different than Nazi Germany, okay? This is no different than the SS coming in and taking children and doing whatever. Well, like, other than the fact that they're doing it for a lot higher profits than they were back then.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. This is well known.
So are you saying that there's nothing that can be done, dude?
Not with the UCC forms for debt. That's what I'm saying. These commercial redemption tricks not only don't work, but lead to jail time and stuff. It just doesn't help. It works sometimes for some people, and then it doesn't work for other people, and they go, why did it work here and not there? We don't even do that stuff. It's nuts. Because you're stepping into their arena and you don't want to do that. We're staying in common law. There's this commercial redemption stuff. It's scary. You didn't cross a T. Now it's time to go to the gallows. You know, it's very frightening. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are the potential ramifications? I mean, I guess basically the premise is, according to someone in the chat here, that I'm supposed to go fill out this form, and then all of a sudden the Secretary of the State is going to be my best friend and work for me and go in and march my children out and bring them home. I mean, you know, the idea sounds good and lovely and wonderful, and I appreciate the hell, but it's just, so the same people that stole my children are all of a sudden going to say, oh, well, you filed this form, so we're not going to mess with you. Here's your life back. Here's your family back.
I've never seen that.
There is a process you can follow. Whichever way you do it, there are pitfalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, what greater pitfall than having your heart ripped out from you, having your children ripped away? Is there really any greater pain than that? I don't think so. Yeah. So frickin' bring it on.
What was the actual use they gave your children away from you?
They said that I tied up my children and locked them out in the woods. That's what they said. But in family court, June 4th, they said, I never said that. I mean, the reports with their names on them, they said that they didn't do that. They said they never said that. In fact, they testified that they know that that never even happened. But, of course, I'm not even allowed to have that transcript to face the 5 felony counts in criminal court.
Felony counts for what?
Because I supposedly tied my children up and locked them in the woods. That adds up to 2 felony counts.
Yeah, but if they've retracted
but that's
that.
A different court. That's the family court, the closed court that they can say whatever they want to. I still have to go to criminal court and face those charges.
Well, surely you should get you can subpoena these people to appear in the criminal court.
That's the plan. That's the plan. But, you know, what if they lie in criminal court and there's nothing to prove what they said in the family court?
Well, you mean you cannot get hold of that family court record?
No, there are no written transcripts. All there are is an audio of which I paid for a month ago, and I just found out a few days ago that they're not going to give it to me.
Why not?
Well, because they said they're not available to me. And, of course, I asked, okay, well, why not? Says who? Who said that?
So go to the higher court and subpoena it.
Okay, so where is that? What kind of court? I don't even know what freaking kind of court I'm in to begin with.
This is very famous, this exact situation.
I can play you these audio clips if you want to hear them, but that's their words. They are not available to me.
But do you have you sneaked copies of them or whatever?
How would I get a copy of something I've never seen? I'm not allowed to touch it, not allowed to see it.
What clips are you talking about then now?
Oh, the
audio clips from the family court.
Oh, I don't have that. No, but I record everything on my territory. So the phone calls of them telling me that they're not available to me. Also, the phone calls of telling me why I'm not allowed to have a public defender. Or why one is not available to me.
That's nonsense.
Yeah, it's nonsense sitting right here in audio files. It's happening. I mean, I know it's nonsense. I know it's corrupt. I know it's wrong. Everybody knows it's illegal, it's unlawful, it's immoral, it's everything, but it is. It is what it is, and they're doing it anyways. They don't care. No, this is not about children.
The problem you have is Child Protection Services sell these children. You do realize that, don't you?
Well, of course I know. I've been exposing them for years on my show.
That's probably why
they... They knew that they couldn't open an investigation and knock on my door and ask questions, okay? That's why they did what they did. They came in while I was on my show, took my children, and that was it.
Hmm. You know, I'd petition fucking Congress.
maybe I should start with those of Congress that I've exposed. Let's say, should we start with the drug dealers, the murderers, or the rapists?
Oh, any one of those will do.
Okay, yeah, I'll just call them up. They're my best friends. So they have absolutely nothing to do with what's going on right now. Yeah, right. Hey, I'm super sorry about exposing your murder of Colonel Sabow and all, but... you know, hey, you think you can give me a hand here? Oh, I'm super sorry I told you about what happened. I don't think so. These are the people working against me, working against us. It's not just me that's hurt, it's the children. You know, this is their life. I mean, can you imagine?
How old are those children?
11 and 13.
How long can they keep them for?
They can keep them as long as they want.
No. Once they become adults, they can't keep them.
Well, 18, I guess, is, supposedly the normal or whatever standard legal age, usually where kids move out. That's where child support ends. That's where, well, in most cases, unless, of course, the state took them, as in Will Gaston's case. He's paying child support. They stole his daughter, raped her, even put out porn videos with her, proven in a court of law, even with a jury. You won a $500 million judgment against these people, but not a single one of them are in jail. Not a single one has paid a single dime. And the daughter is still in the outside custody. He's paying child support, $700 a month, till she's 26 years old.
Wow. 26?
26.
Well, he needs to get hold of his daughter so she files suit.
Yeah. Well, where do you go?
Supreme Court, Pennsylvania. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, huh?
That's the one that supersedes all the real Supreme Court.
So that's where I'm supposed to go, huh? And I guess with this money that I'm going to get by quitting the show and going and waitressing and, you know, all the money that I'm going to be able to pay the state and everyone else for raising my children, I guess I'll just take a chunk out of that and, you know, pack up and go to Pennsylvania.
Well, you need to file all this shit yourself. I mean, learn how to do it. Read the books. Get hold of the information.
But file specifically what, though? What am I learning to file here?
You're going to file for a complete review of the lower court's decisions.
Okay.
Including the family court.
Of course.
You're going to file for a review. Somebody's going to move then. I think that somebody's going to move.
So I move to Pennsylvania? Is that what I need to do?
Oh, no, no, no. The Pennsylvania Court is the Supreme Court of the U.S. It's the highest court in the land. Still is.
And the Supreme Court of Canada is in Pennsylvania. The same court.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, girl. We need to have a lot of information so we could help you, because we can dive into all the ins and outs of the state laws, different laws, because you can choose which way you go. You can use the common law route, or you can just jump in and out of statute as you choose. Because each statute is, you know, you have to consent to each item each time, on every case.
I have not consented to anything.
And if they've gotten a signature somehow, you can revoke individual signatures as well.
There's no signatures on anything accepting any of this.
Yeah, this is that where you find yourself in cases of rape, in cases of family court, in cases of this. CPS, you're like in magic court where no rules apply. It's like that people have had a lot of experience, but no, I don't know how people solve it. I've heard a lot about it.
The only lady that could probably have helped you is now dead and supposedly suicided. You know, the husband supposed to have shot her and then committed suicide. What was that girl's name? She was really going after the CPS, South Carolina.
Yeah, Nancy Schaefer.
That's the one, yes.
Georgia, right?
Georgia, yeah. I knew it was from that neck of the woods. Somewhere.
Yeah. Nancy Schaefer. Well, look what they did to her, you know. She was exposing this legalized trafficking, and that's exactly what it is. So, you know, our children are nothing more than bartering items, basically. I mean, they're profit. They're items. They're not people.
Well, unfortunately, you see, when you register their births, you hand over ownership to the state, and all you have is title of use.
All right. Well, if I did that, fine. Then I did that in Utah. I didn't do that in Missouri. I don't have anything binding me to this state at all. So.
Wow, that's interesting. It's always a state birth certificate, isn't it? That's an interesting aspect of.
Yeah, and it's Utah. So, okay, so I gave them to Utah. Fine, but where is Utah in this picture? Missouri has them. Missouri is claiming ownership.
I'll have to do some research on this for you, girl.
Well, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Did they give you some paperwork? Is there paperwork on this?
Well, what kind of paperwork?
I mean, did they hand you a paper at the end? I mean, they're usually...
Yeah, no, I have paperwork. I have their orders where, you know, they deem or they decided that the state of Missouri has custody of my children. Yeah, I mean, that's on paper.
Have they farmed them out to foster parents yet?
Yes.
What I'm saying is usually it's not what anyone tells me. It's usually you stare at the paper, you listen to them for 8 million hours, and then there's something in what they're saying that allows you to turn the case.
There's everything in what they're saying is wrong. Every single thing. But nobody cares, and there's nobody to help me.
Yeah.
There's lots of things. I mean, anyone can shred this apart. There is not one single lawyer available in the state to help me. The only, and I don't know any legal experts other than the one who basically told me if I sell my soul, he'll make all of this go away.
No, I mean, can get it. So we can look through it. I mean, I'm sure there's something in here somewhere. There's some thing to it that can be twisted. There's some... They'll claim you made an agreement, even if you didn't. There's something in here somewhere. Usually there's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some weird statement they've made.
There's lots of them, like the ones that they completely denied. No, I don't have a scanner. They're not all scanned in, no.
Or you could fax them. That'll create digital copies.
I don't have a fax either, no.
How much paperwork is there, lots or very little?
A whole lot. There's about a 3 to 4 inch stack.
Hmm.
Or maybe even more. It's a ton.
Of legal size paper.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's regular 8.5 by 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would make it even more difficult. At least these fit in folders.
I don't understand how you can be so cheerful, Bill.
I wouldn't call it cheerful. It's just, I guess I'm trying to cope.
Okay. Where's the father in all this?
Well, that's real funny. They have never, ever been anywhere around. Never. Not a birthday card, not a Christmas card, not a phone call, not an email, not anything. But now they're here just out of the blue. I was served today during our little visit, and I guess now they want full custody, and they want me to pay child support. These deadbeats that completely ignored us all these years.
Yeah, Bobo in the chat room says because the government has the birth certificate and the state of Missouri is part of the government.
The state government, the one in Salt Lake, Utah.
Yeah.
Not Missouri. They do file to the Treasury Department, so I guess it doesn't make a whole lot of difference, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how you solve these, but I'm sure it turns on something odd in the paperwork.
All sorts of things, like from the time where they came up to my door with no warrant, with no charges, with no crime, with no victim, with no evidence, no indictment, no anything. Yeah, that's where it started. And that's just the beginning. Never mind coming into my house and beating me up. Never mind the 3 false arrests. Never mind the kidnapping of my children and civil rights violations under the color of law, which are federal. I mean, never mind any of this. It doesn't matter. They can do whatever they want to do.
Unfortunately, this seems to be the case with this Child Protection Services.
Child Prostitution Services.
Now, that one video, it wasn't Menard, it was one of Menard's friends, that Michelle Dennis, he talked about beating Child Protective Services in one of the videos.
Okay.
I'm not sure how he did it. I can run through the video. He did talk about he was able to make them, to force them to answer in a certain way, and they didn't want to do that, so they never called
back. So were his children already in their custody, though?
No.
See, I can say, like I said, They knew they couldn't just knock on my door, do an investigation, and take my children away. They knew that. They know I know how to handle them. Been dealing with them for years. Been exposing them for years. I know how to deal with them. I help other people deal with them. But once they're gone, they're gone. That's why they didn't perform an investigation. That's why they didn't do anything. They just came in and took them.
Yeah.
That's it. So if you know anyone where that situation has happened and they got their children back, let me know about it. But I've yet to see it.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, woohoo, show's over. You're 15 minutes late, Louie.
You don't even know the names of the people who in the Child Protection Service who actually got a hold of you kids. I know they use the police.
Of course I do. Yeah,
you
right
do.
Here. Emily Nichols, she's the one who testified that she didn't write her report with her name on it. I'll post that in the chat right here. There's all the names. There's the judges, the juvenile officers, Sunday Hume, Rebecca Pageant is the caseworker. Yeah, of course I know their names. I've met them all, seen them all face to face. I got to cross-examine that. So, yeah, I know them. I have to meet
sometimes
them.
Sometimes, like the IRS, they don't use their real names. The IRS famously does not use their real names. Sometimes CPS in some states, I've heard of this, where they don't use their real name.
Well, that was their name on their subpoena, so
right.
Yeah, that's their name on their business card. So there's a link right there with all the names, addresses, and phone numbers.
I wonder if you could sue the individual.
Well, yeah, you can. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, in civil court, you file.
But I mean, Ian, but still, even so, here we are. I'll bring up Will Gaston again. I can spend the next 20 years in court just like he did. I can show up 400 times. I can win my case against them civilly, criminally, everything, just like he did, win a judgment of $500 million. But what is that going to get me? It's not going to get me my children back. It's not going to get me a damn dime. It's going to get me and my energy tied up in their damn system for more of my life. I mean, I'll win. Yeah, they did wrong. Boo-hoo. Okay, you win. Then what? What, do I get a big pat on the back?
No, then you go for an enforcement order. Put the feds in.
That's why you're not looking for all that money.
You go for just an enforcement order, put the feds in and literally get your
children
back.
The feds? You mean the same feds like Mr.
No, 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 no. The FBI. No, 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 the FBI. Forget.
The ONI is way higher than the FBI. They follow orders from the ONI. The ONI is who is at the top of this. The FBI is not going to help me. I guarantee it 100%. It's the FBI that we're making these false reports, okay? These are just the little henchmen, the little frickin' nuts on the street, the little, you know, what do you call them? Not spooks. Louis, help me out here. The agent provocateurs and stuff. Those are, you know, trust. The FBI is not going to help me. The FBI didn't do shit when the little girls were getting raped. The FBI didn't do shit when we were shot at, or nothing about the trafficking rings, nothing about all of these felonies that they've committed nonstop for the past 4 years, the FBI doesn't care.
Jesus.
Wonder how you get massive exposure.
Not Armenia is completely corrupt.
Yeah, Bobo and the Charles.
Yeah, won't touch me. They'll only use me to make a big story, but they never ever will show the truth. Not once. They didn't in the sex trafficking rings. They didn't in this case. I mean, they're the ones trying. Look, they use the media to sway public opinion. Okay, I was doing some research, and I think there was like 1,500 or 2,000 children taken in this county. And, you know, who's on the front page of the news? Oh, me. Why? I didn't even do what they said I did. You know, and that's the thing. They'll use the media to sway public opinion to further ostracize you from the community and make your life hell and to try to, you know, justify their actions in the eyes of the sheeple.
In the old cases where they would have kept your name private, now they will actually put your name public to smear you, even on
substantiated
charges. Yeah.
Everything. They had the Southern Poverty Law Center talking about how dangerous I am, and yeah.
That's the ADL, another form of them.
Mm-hmm.
You were actually targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Are you kidding me? Since 2006.
Oh, you need to go and scan this stuff in. That,
it's on the internet. Google my name.
You've actually scanned all this before? You need to scan as much as possible.
Yeah, I have the links. It's on. It's all over the internet.
Okay.
Here, I'll Google my name for you and send you the link. And there's 484,000 results here. There you go, right in the chat.
Who got the original paperwork or your paperwork?
No, this is all you asked the SPLC and all these people. Are they really involved? Yes.
Well, I believe that. I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Okay. If you can send us that link, I'll jump on the net and have a look, yeah? See what I can do. See what I can turn up in law, whatever I can turn up anywhere. Any previous cases that we can go with as precedent or whatever. We'll have a look round. There's got to be a loophole somewhere.
Yeah, I put the links in the Skype chat room that we're on right now. A couple links there. Oh, here it is. The meme.
Okay. Yeah, okay, got them.
Are you not New York where Louis is?
No, I'm in the Ozarks.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot off on my other call now, but I will get onto this tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
maybe.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. Real big help. You guys can check them out. Just add Lenny Bruce.
Do
the American.
What I want you to do is find a scanner. This is crucial. The more of this, I've done a lot of these emergency calls. It doesn't matter what people tell me. What I find is it's something weird in what they said that they don't even know how they've helped. You know what I mean? It's what happens is. It's much of the paperwork. The paperwork's always filled with bullshit, and there's something in there. And what you do is you find that thing and you can twist. You know what I mean? That's what stops the foreclosure. That's what stops the emergency. There's something weird in the paperwork that they did. So as much as you could possibly get in there, that really helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will work on
there's no Kinko's. You got to get to it, something like that.
Yeah, I thought about going to a place like that, and then I was warned not to because...
Who warned you not?
Well, because they, you know, they record everything that you put in there. They, you know, the little chips and the dumb machines and stuff like that.
No, they really don't. And you can rent a Mac.
Well, I watched it on a video. I mean, every document that ever goes into the scanners is recorded.
Okay. How about an off-brand?
No, I would just have to buy my own scanner somehow,
okay.
Or someone can donate one or something.
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, if you can borrow one. Probably not big on computers in the Ozarks.
Yeah, no, I'll find something somewhere. I mean, I guess if push comes to shove, I'll just go to whatever they have here, Office Depot or Max or something like that.
And if you can, if you do go to one of those kind of places, get the Mac, not the PC. It's way harder to put that stuff on a Mac.
I don't have a Mac.
No. But I mean, if you're going to go to an Office Depot, a lot of them have PCs and they have Macs too. You know, like I know Kinko's does, but Kinko's is a national brand. They're FedEx. You probably do want to avoid them. But I'm just saying, if you go to an off-brand, they tend to have both sitting there. You know, choose the Mac. There's way less paranoia stuff on the Mac.
Huh. Okay. Photo, perfection photo, something.
Or it's possible to fax it to us. You can find someone with a fax machine. That'll create a digital copy for us. I'll make the PDF out of it.
Yeah, I'll find a way to get it done somehow. I had someone that was offering to help me, and I was supposed to be able to use their scanner, and that fell through. This background noise, whatever it is kind of giving me a headache. does anyone know where that's coming from?
Are you the one on Skype, or are you the cell phone?
I'm on Skype.
Oh, yeah, it was that 1724 number with the background noise.
That would be Louie. Oh, that'd be Talk Shoe.
That's Talk Shoe. In fact, with that being said...
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna end the show right now.
Okay. It's something in the paperwork that's goofy. Something about... Even though you didn't sign anything, they'll claim you did, so you can revoke that, even though you didn't do it. That's an example. But, I mean, there's always something in the paper, and you go, oh, my God, I see it. You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
Yeah, so Bobo in the chat room says, file a act of state and affidavit of political status and have it apostille by the SOS. And Wrinkle Stick says, there's a lot of shit going on to connect to this. I don't know what he means, but he said he wanted that red.
And don't do weird commercial redemption things. It doesn't it works for some people, it doesn't work for others. You're stepping into like UCC jurisdiction, you're stepping into like the United Nations jurisdiction. Those are man-given rights and they can take those right away. Common law, they can't take that away from you. It lives underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always like, oh, they crossed the T, now they're in prison. I'm desperately looking for prison stories of people using common law. I've never found one of these. It always turns on they used UCC or something. They declared themselves in this jurisdiction, and then, oh, they don't like you, so they nailed you. That's just sickening. It can't – you know, we need things that work all the time, consistently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well – I'd like to find what works.
Yeah. And publish it.
Yeah.
There's no good manual on how to do these things.
Well, because there's really nothing that anyone can do. People lose their children every day, every minute. It's
Well, this is literally what I was talking about. You end up – these are always the old situations where they – on the excuse of we need to keep it private – now you're in weird magic court. I mean, what are they talking about? Where no rules apply and they just make stuff up and it's all shifty. That's not court.
Mm-hmm.
Kangaroo court.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And then when it's convenient, they'll go right to the press. They have no problem. Unsubstantiated charges, they'll go right straight to the press, you know. And the press cooperates because they're all part of the same deal.
Yeah, Julia in Ohio said Peppermint Jim, which that peppermint farm that you visited, Christy. According
uh-huh.
to Julia, she said that he used common law to get his farm back.
Mm-hmm. That's a farm.
Well, I'm just saying. Jesus.
Yeah, this is human beings. They don't want to, you know, they'll hide that forever. Property, they tend to have to return or demand. I mean, even like Evan got is getting the deed. They're delivering the deed. They've already agreed they're going to do it. So he's getting his condo. They tricked him out. All the people in his building were kicked out rather than give them the deeds to the condos. So eventually they do have to part with the property. But when it's humans, they will keep going. Mm-hmm. They'll run the clock out. Meanwhile, they're telling the children, oh, mommy's a heroin user or something. I mean, they'll just make stuff up.
Yeah, they didn't even make up anything good like that yet. I mean, there's nothing. I didn't, you know, mommy isn't a drug addict or an alcoholic
or a drug dealer
or a rapist. I'm not insane. I mean, even the psychologist that did the psych eval said, bring the kids home. There's no diagnoses. There's no criminal anything. There's nothing.
They made up Tide in the Woods.
They did, but yeah. They already admitted that, I mean, of course, besides the fact that there's no evidence or, but they haven't. See, that's not why they have my children. It doesn't matter that I'm not any of these things.
Right.
They want my children. I mean, sure, makes more stuff up after the fact. I'm used to that. I'm already a building bomber, prostitute, sex trafficker, murderer, what else?
Apparently, Wrinkle Stick in the Talk Show chat room says they do have a mental illness. It's called healthy food disorder.
Okay.
Oppositional defiant disorder.
Can you believe it? I skirted that diagnosis somehow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been the ice cream I brought him.
Oh.
Actually, I did bring him homemade brownies, so maybe.
No.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't get the healthy food disorder tag.
Yeah. Alrighty. I'm gonna end the show now. Like to thank everyone for listening. Please. Anything you can do to help Christy. We have a chip in for Truth Brigade Radio. Please give what you can. I mean, and of course, no money touches my hands. It goes directly to the Krusty, also known as Christy.
The Krusty.
So yeah, I'd like to thank everyone I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Come back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Same bat time, same bat channel. And yeah. I got nothing.
Thank you.